going to deviate a little from the strict Shaka Vatari Daf today to discuss what we're doing here ultimately. I don't have to convince anyone here of the chashivas of Talmud Torah. The question is, why are we machshav Talmud Torah so much? What's exactly the point of what we're doing? Why are we learning ultimately? And one can develop a number of different approaches to this. On the simplest level, of course, as Jews, we believe, we learn Gadol Mitzvah of Yoseh, ultimately, Hashem Kishan Tzosot Divana, we do things because they're mitzvos, Hashem commanded us. And on the simplest level, we learn Torah because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. The Gra goes as far in the Shnos Eliyahu at the very beginning of the Sefer Tekeah as to say that every word of Torah that you learn is an independent mitzvah called Teva v'teva b'fnei atzma yimuhu mitzvah gedolek. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. He explains, therefore, that it's very logical that if you can get someone else to do a mitzvah, you should learn Torah and not stop to do a mitzvah if someone else can do it. The mitzvah is one mitzvah. You sit for an hour to learn Torah, you can do hundreds of mitzvahs, because every word is its own mitzvah. That certainly explains why we learn on a certain level, and perhaps some of the importance and centrality of Talmud Torah in terms of the quantitative number of mitzvahs that it contains. And when we do learn, we're learning as mitzvah and va'osim. But ultimately, it begs the question, if learning is a mitzvah, so why is learning such an important mitzvah? If every word of Torah is its own mitzvah, so that Torah is 100 times more fruitful in terms of accomplishing mitzvahs than anything else in the Torah, so why was Hashem machshiv Talmud Torah so much, the point where it's become the defining characteristic of a Ben Torah or a Ben Yeshiva, has become the defining model of someone who is a real Ovid Hashem, and where it's been so central in the history of Yadus over thousands of years. So one approach in understanding the Chashivas of Talmud Torah is, I think, the Meiri encapsulates it very nicely. The Gemara talks in many places of how lo made almanas lasos, the Mishnah Avos, lo made almanas lasos. Certainly, the Ramban in his Hashmatos Sefer Mitzvah, when he talks about the Birkas HaTorah, says we have to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah, in which is written all the right masim, so that we'll know exactly what to do. Learning Torah is necessary for kiyum halacha, for being Jewish, for being an Ovid Hashem, because if you don't learn the Torah, then you won't know how to keep the mitzvahs. Certainly, if you don't learn Torah at all, you won't even know what the mitzvahs are on a basic level. And if you don't learn Torah in great detail, you won't know how to keep the mitzvahs, b'chol partayim v'dikdukayim, how to keep all the details of Hilchos Shabbos and other complicated areas of halacha properly. This might be a simple way of reading the Gemara in our perek, the very end of the first perek of Kiddushin. It's on the Makorah sheet, the famous Ma'isim naritar from the Zakenim Asubim Aliyas Beit Natsa Balud Nishal Shel Vneim Talmud Gadol or Ma'isa Gadol. What's more important, Talmud or Ma'isa? Nenei Ritar from Yom Ma'isa Gadol, Nenei Rekiva or Talmud Gadol. Ritar from says Ma'isa Mitzvahs are better. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva the Omud of Masorah says Talmud Torah is better. Clearly, Rabbi Akiva's Shitas had a great influence on us in the intervening 2,000 years, and yeshivas are based on the assumption that Talmud Gadol first, let's sit and learn for a long time, and then we'll go out and we'll do Maasei Mitzvos. Nenu Kulu Yomer Talmud Gadol, everyone agrees with Rabbi Akiva, learning is bigger, is more important, Sheh Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. And one way of understanding this Gemara, Sheh Talmud Mevi Lidei Maase, is that why is learning Torah so important? Because learning Torah is a mitzvah in and of itself, Rashi points out, it's a mitzvah in and of itself also, but learning Torah helps you do all the other mitzvahs, because then you'll know how to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, Liman is Gadol, because besides doing the mitzvah now, I'm getting ready to keep the whole Torah and be Nizr from all the Averos later, as the Mishnah Avos says, Ein Bur Yerichet, more specifically, Ein Ama Oretz, Lo Ama Oretz Chassid. If you don't know the Halacha, then you can't really be Mekayim it ideally. The Meiri seems to have taken this approach in Moikaten when he discussed the Sugya that we learned, that even though Oseg Mitzvah Pater in a Mitzvah, if you're Oseg in Talmud Torah, you're Pater from Mitzvahs that someone else could do after Lassus HaYidei Acherim, but you're not Pater from Shofar and Sukkah and Tefillin and all the Mitzvahs that you need to do yourself. The Meiri explains, it's on the sheet, the Alpisha Oseg Mitzvah Pater in a Mitzvah, and Nomar came to Talmud Torah. Oseg Mitzvah is Pater from another Mitzvah, but that doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. If you're busy learning Torah, you're not Pater from Mitzvahs. Why? Ho'ol V'ikra, the Ikra of Talmud Torah is for one thing. Either he eats at the Ikker, there might be some other cute ideas in Talmud Torah. But the Ikker of Talmud Torah is Lidias Kiyum Shar Mitzvah. The Ikker point of Talmud Torah, in a crime it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah whose whole point is to know how to be Mekayim the other mitzvahs. So really, it's an introduction, it's a hetcher almost, for all the other mitzvahs. Therefore, the sense is logical. It's the whole point of Torah, so we'll know how to do mitzvahs. So how could we learn Torah and skip doing a mitzvah? The whole point of Torah is just so we'll know how to do mitzvahs. Therefore, he says it's obvious from this Gemara. The whole point of Torah is merely to teach us halakha l'maisa, so we'll know how to do mitzvahs. Now, it's not the only way to read this Gemara. We saw there are others who read the Gemara in different ways. Maybe the point of Torah is something else. It's just that if we learn Torah and we mamash on revatal mitzvahs, you know, that's learning Torah without the proper kavos al malchus shemayim, and that's a pagam in your Talmud Torah. But the Me'ivi read it in the simple way. According to this, many Gedolim over the generations have suggested that the course of Liman and Yeshivas might have to be a little different from the one we're used to. Right? You should be learning mostly halacha l'maisa in Yeshiva. After all, if the point of learning Torah is to know what to do, you know, we shouldn't really be spending too much time on Makama and Kiddushin and Aksubas. He's spending a lot more time on Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, on Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. No, of course, you have to learn the Gemara if you want to understand it properly. But the focus should be much more halacha l'maisa oriented, and not Hayom HaZeh. There are some yeshivas, although they're a small minority, where that is the focus, very, very halacha l'maisa oriented. You could time if you wanted to, that even the yeshiva curriculum nowadays is also halacha l'maisa oriented. It's just that you have to build up your skills for a few years learning Nush and Nezikin, before then you're ready to tackle halacha l'maisa. But I think that would be a bit of a stretch. I think that the minhag of yeshivas nowadays does not seem to be focused on exclusively halacha l'maisa. And we'll have to figure out if the Me'iri is ultimately the only possible interpretation or not. The Yerushalmi already begins to cast some doubt on this theory that the purpose of learning is to know halacha l'maisa in order to be mekayim mitzvos. Because the Yerushalmi, it's also on the Makor sheet, the Talmud Torah, commenting on Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. So the Me'iri would say, why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Because you learn how to do all the other mitzvos, so it's Keneged Kulam. The Gemara says, Rav Brechi, Rav Chia, the Tfar Tchum, and Chadam Arfilu Kolom Kulu, and Yishav Arfilu Dvarechem Na Torah, and Chadam Arfilu Kolom Tzvaseh Shal Torah, and Yishav Arfilu Dvarechem Na Torah. One says, the whole world is not worth a word of Torah. It's not worth as much as a word of Torah. And the other one says, every single mitzvah, all 613 mitzvahs of the Torah put together are not worth one word of Torah. This is a little one word of Torah. How many halachas could you learn from one word of Torah? Maximum one, I guess, and even that would be a stretch. So how could it be that all the mitzvahs together are not worth one word of Torah? Obviously, the Yerushalmi is holding that the point of Talmud Torah is not just to know how to do the other mitzvahs. Because then you might say all the mitzvahs aren't worth Kol Torah Kula, because all the mitzvahs, if you try to do them, you do them wrong. If you learn Kol Torah Kula, you'll do all the mitzvahs right. But you can never say all the mitzvahs aren't worth one word of Torah. The point of that one word of Torah is just to teach you one detail of a mitzvah. Better to do all the mitzvahs than to know one detail that you might not have known about, some halacha. So clearly the Yerushalmi is assuming that Torah has some transcendent value, which goes beyond the practical ramifications of what you learn to do based on that Torah. We have this a number of places in Shas, the Chashivas of Talmud Torah. I mean, the Gemara in Makos has also on the sheet David saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, people are saying, everyone knew there was a nevuah that David couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash, only Bincha Yotz Michal Atzef, only Shlomo HaMelech could. So everyone's saying, okay, you know, it's time for David to move on now. Kings don't retire. So they're saying, let David, die gracefully. You know, we're ready for David to die, so Shlomo can build a Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech said to Hashem, Yisbarach Taka. You know, okay, my time has come. I don't want to be Aki the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, bring the Shechina down to this world, and be able to do all the mitzvahs of Karbanos that apply only in a Beis HaMikdash. So I'm ready. And Hashem said, no way. Hashem says, Tov li yom echad shata osef v'tor lefanai, me'elef olo sh'asr shlom bincha lahakri v'lefanai l'kami yizbeach. One day of your learning Torah is better than 1,000 olos Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring on the Beis HaMikdash. One day of David's learning Torah is worth more than the entire building the Beis HaMikdash for all of Klal Yisrael. So again, it's a very strong statement. If learning Torah was just in order to help you know how to do the mitzvahs, might as well, it's one day of David learning Torah, and then he's going to die. Right? So how many mitzvahs is he going to do based on that one day of learning Torah for one person? That's worth more than the Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo HaMelech? It's hard to imagine how, if the point of Talmud Torah was just to know, even some Hilchos Kodshim, one day of David learning Kachim is going to lead to more than building Beis HaMikdash, seems to be, there's a number of places in Shas where one seems to get the impression that Torah is not only important as a way of getting practical knowledge for keeping all the mitzvos, but rather has independent importance, which we'll of course have to explore what that is. And even though the Gemara Kiddushin did say, Talmud Gadol Sha Talmud Mevi Lidei Maaseh, that Torah is greater because Torah leads to keeping the other mitzvos, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and his Hilchos Talmud Torah already explained, but we'll see there might be other ways of interpreting that. But even on the simple level, he says, that doesn't mean the purpose of Torah is just to lead to the other mitzvos. Maybe the Torah is great. Torah is equal to the best mitzvah even without that. But what makes Torah better than all the other mitzvahs put together might be that it also leads you to know how to keep the other mitzvahs. That doesn't mean that's the only chashivus of Torah. He says Torah would have been mitzvah one even without that factor. But it's even more so greater because it does have halakha l'maisa implications to help you keep Torah kol Torah kula. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Gemara Kiddushin never meant to say the chashivus of Torah is because maybe l'idei maisa. That's just an additional chashivas. The chashivas of Torah is in and of itself, even if you're sitting and learning an obscure sugya that has no halacha l'maisa ramifications. That's, you know, I think that's clearly our minhag. You know, the Chovas Halvavos famously says in Sakdama, I'm not sure if this is meant to be a true story, it's just illustrating, says a guy once came to him with an obscure shaila about a detail of a sugya in Gittin that, you know, about some detail of Hilchos Gittin that doesn't actually come up, like people don't actually write Gittin and have that exact sugya nowadays. And the Cholov said to me, what are you wasting your time? You're wasting your time learning some obscure detail of Gittin and Daf whatever and a Tosfos that doesn't actually have to do. You're not planning to divorce your wife, and even if you were dying, no one actually does that when they divorce their wife. It's a weird case. Why don't you spend your time learning the important parts of Torah, like things that are shayach to you? What are you wasting your time in Gittin? And obviously the Chovas HaLevavos, as we know, from the Shidduch Chovas HaLevavos, segues from there into saying, and l'maisa to you doesn't mean just Shabbos and Brachos. L'maisa to you means Chovas HaLevavos. Those are even more l'maisa. Your emunah and your bitachon and your yira and v'chuli v'chuli. Okay, because the Chovas HaLevavos is clearly, he gave musar to the guy who's learning Gittin and said, what are you wasting your time on Gittin? Learn something l'maisadik. He held l'maisadik was a little more philosophical than other people's version of musar, than other people's version of l'maisadik. But clearly the meaning of Shiva is not like the Chovas HaLevavos. Right, every yeshiva, they learn Gittin, they learn Ksubas, they learn Baba Kama. Everyone read the Akdama of the Chovas HaLevavos, they know his Taina. And apparently, it hasn't convinced everyone. Apparently, the Olam HaYeshivos and the Baalim HaSorah somehow differ with the Rabbeinu Bachya on this point and realize that Lima Torah is not just about knowing Halakha L'maisa details, so you'll know how to keep Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi says this very famously, he says this in a few places. I don't know if this isn't necessarily even the most eloquent place that he says it, where I put on the Makorah sheet, but I happen to have it on my computer from a previous Makorah sheet where he discusses the sugya of women in Talmud Torah, right? And he says, even though we know from the Smak that women are chayiv to learn all the dinim that are shayiv to them, says, don't think that's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's not a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the Beis HaLevi says. That's just a svara that it's a hechsher mitzvah to all the mitzvahs. If I tell you you have to keep Shabbos, mi svara, you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos as a hechsher mitzvah to prepare for keeping Shabbos. If I tell you, not a woman, but a man, you have to sit in a sukkah, mi svara, you have to learn the halachas of sukkah. Of course you have to know practical halacha. That's an obvious logical part of all the mitzvahs. That's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's obvious without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn things even besides getting practical knowledge to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Say that's why women are potter from Talmud Torah, but they're chayav to learn the Dinim HaShayachim Lahem. What is the Beis HaLevi saying? If you read it very closely, what does he say? Women are potter from Talmud Torah, but chayav to learn practical halacha so they'll know what to do. Meaning, practical halacha you know what to do is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a different mitzvah. Everyone agrees it's a different mitzvah in the Torah. Or every mitzvah in the Torah logically includes that you're obligated to learn the halacha so you can keep the mitzvahs properly. No one can make an excuse to say, I'm sorry, it's Machal Shabbos, if you may have asked him. Sorry, it's Machal Shabbos every week, but I just didn't know the halachas. Shalom will say, you idiot. You're supposed to keep Shabbos, so you're supposed to learn the halachas of Shabbos. That's not an excuse. But that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That even women are chayiv in that. Even people who are part of the Talmud Torah are chayiv in that. Talmud Torah means to go beyond that and learn things that are not practical halacha l'maisa. Or even you're allowed to learn things that are practical halacha l'maisa, and that also counts as Talmud Torah. But learn them not only because they're halacha l'maisa, right? The briskers, sends the Beis HaLevi. We know they concentrate on kodshim and taros and various things. At one point, Zeruim also wasn't halacha lemaisa. Various things are not necessarily so halacha lemaisa. And that's the base of, like you said, it's in a few places, in the Zachdama and Chumash. You know, that's part of Nasef and Nishma. Right, everyone has a different take on why we got two crowns of Nasev and Nishma. Part of it, Nasev will learn halacha lemaisa, so we'll know what to do. But that's not what Talmud Torah is all about. That's obvious. That's even people who are put in Talmud Torah do that. But we'll also, Nishma, will learn Talmud Torah lishma, just for learning Torah, just getting in Ksubas and Zvachim and Menachos and Tvul Yom and Uktzin, just because it's part of the Torah. So the Beit Halevi makes it very clear that Talmud Torah is not just about, it might not even be about at all, practical halacha. It's about something greater than that. Now, before we go on for a second, I just think it's important to make one point. You know, call me unyeshivish if you want. But as much as the Beis Halevi darshan so beautifully, I mean, I haven't really captured his eloquence, about how Talmud Torah is more transcendent, it's about learning Torah in and of itself, and we'll discuss it a little more, a little further, and it's not just learning practical halacha lemaisa. Keep in mind that he admits that everyone's chayiv to learn practical halacha lemaisa. No one says that you're not chayiv to learn practical halacha lemaisa. Just some people, like the Ibi, say that's what Talmud Torah is all about, and other people say, no, Talmud Torah is about even much more than that. But everyone agrees you're chayiv to learn practical halacha lemaisa. No one holds its mutter to learn gittin and ksubas and zvachim and tvul yom all day and not learn halacha lemaisa at all and end up doing aveiros or not being a chayiv mitzvahs because you didn't know the halacha. Like that, everyone agrees it's usher. So just as a side point, not really the point of the shiur, but it should be duly noted that as much as maybe Talmud Torah is really about Zvachim and Menachos, as much as Tavash Shemir Shabbos Mechasa, or any other parallel book you decide to read, everyone agrees that you're chayiv to reach Shemir Shabbos Mechasa until you make sure that you're being Mekayim Shabbos properly. Everyone knows that if you don't know the halachas yet, you're not doing the halachas right, you first have to learn all the halacha l'maisa, so you'll get your Jewish practice down right, and then go back to all the rest of the Talmud Torah. So that should be an important practical point, which is sometimes neglected nowadays in the fervor for the higher, achievements in Talmud Torah, but I don't think any yeshiva would tell you that you shouldn't learn Shemir Shabbos Hilchasa. They would just say, look, our guys already know all that, so now we're learning Ksubas. Or if our guys don't know all that, then they learn in Halacha Seder and they cover it very quickly. So that's just a little practical point. But back to our Indian. Now that we've seen that according to some, such as the Meiri, the whole point of Talmud Torah is to know halacha lemaisa, so you'll know what to do. The Ramban also hints at that, we said. According to others, the Gemara seems to imply in a few places, the Beis Halevi said beautifully, that's not the highest level of Talmud Torah. That's one side, which is not even Talmud Torah, which is just so obvious. You know what I mean? Hashem didn't even need to tell us Talmud Torah to tell us that. Talmud Torah is something even beyond that. So, what is Talmud Torah if it's beyond just knowing practical halacha lemaisa? And here I think one can say a number of different approaches. The Rambam, I haven't seen a lot of people point this out, but the Rambam has a striking formulation. There's a famous Rambam, but one little part of it is not as famous. All right, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it is famous. But when I went to yeshiva, this is a famous Rambam, but not every word was as famous. The Rambam Shita, every Barbi Rav Decham Yoma knows, Machlok is Rambam, and Ramban, whether it's a mitzvah say to daven every day, whether tefillah is to oraisa. Right? The Ramban says tefillah on a normal day is not to oraisa. The Rambam says it is to oraisa. The Rav is a board in the room. We won't get into that now. What's the makor according to the Rambam for tefillah to oraisa? The makor is there's a mitzvah say to be obeyed Hashem. The Rambam says it's safe for mitzvahs right here. But mitzvah chamish zivano le'avdo yis'ale to worship Hashem. What does it mean to worship Hashem? So the Gemara makes a deal, avdo b'chalavavchem, it has to be a worship the lev. We all know avoda normally, both in the Tanakh and in Shas, avoda has a connotation of karbanos, of the worship of Hashem through the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash or wherever else it's wanted to bring karbanos, right? The word for in English is cultic worship. The cultic ritual is what's meant, nothing to do with, like, doesn't mean it's a cult, that's just the word in English for karbanos, is what's meant by avoda. But the Gemara says, that's not belayv. Where's the avodah b'chol levavchem? That's not belayv, that's b'maisa. So the Gemara says, no, avoda must be referring to tefillah, which is also an avoda. Daniel says also, right, we worship Hashem three times, polchan, the Aramaic cognitive avoda, no polchan and bavel, he meant, obviously, from the context there, tefillah. The Rambam, interestingly, is I think the Rambam philosophically particularly took pains to define the mitzvah say of avoda must mean tefillah and not karbanos, because the Rambam and Mora had certain shitas about karbanos where he didn't think that was the ideal level of avoda, and that should be the primary interpretation of the word avoda. But the Rambam quotes here, Amar v'avat m'shem alokeichem v'amar v'osos avod v'amar v'osos tavod v'amar l'avdo. Even though Avodah is a general idea, we call Avodah Hashem everything we do. Ideally, it should be Avodah Hashem. So maybe it shouldn't be a mitzvah, it's just a nice Musar idea. It says no. Hine yesh bo yichud has specific meaning, shu tziva betfila, means davening. Famous sheet of the Rambam, below shown sifrei l'avodah zo tfila. Again, interestingly, the Rambam doesn't quote the Raya from Belief, because he might believe that philosophically, just pasha, that the ideal of Avodah is not karbanos. So it's obvious that it must mean tfila. For Amru Gamkein L'Avdo Zot Talmud, he throws in another line. He also says L'Avdo is Talmud, is learning Torah. Now, why is this not as famous? Because it's famous. The Rambam holds Tefillah is Doraisa, and the Makor is L'Avdo. It's not so famous what the Rambam holds about Talmud Torah, because everyone knows Talmud Torah is Doraisa. It says V'Divartav Amishiv Tov Esachim Lachav Aderach Hashav Kumechel Limatav Sos Bnecham Shinam Kumanecha V'Chuli V'Chuli V'Chuli. But nonetheless, the Rambam says Talmud Torah is also part of Avoda together with Tefillah. And then he quotes again, Amru minayin le'ikr tefillah b'soch ha-mitzos, mehachas Hashem lokeach tira v'yosu sabo. V'amru, avdeyu b'torosu, avdeyu b'mikdasho. Avdeyu b'torosu comes first and then mikdasho. So the Rambam interprets to be tefillah, interestingly. But avdeyu b'torosu, the Rambam says, l'avdo specifically means to be an ovid Hashem, to worship or serve Hashem, I don't know exactly how to translate it into English, is two things, not one thing, tefillah and Torah. Obviously, the Rambam is telling us that Talmud Torah is not just about getting practical knowledge. It's a form of avodah, of worshiping Hashem, in a way very similar to tefillah. Now, in exactly what way is it similar to tefillah? The Rambam doesn't clarify. What exactly does avodah mean? I'm not sure I can say with certainty, but there are clearly aspects of Talmud Torah that very much resemble tefillah. Like, for example, perhaps you know the famous Reb Chaim who says the mitzvah of tefillah is not ultimately to say the words of tefillah, it's not even to make makashos. The mitzvah of tefillah is amid of Pnei HaMelech, to have a direct encounter with Hashem Yisbarach. That's what tefillah is ultimately all about. Reb Chaim says that the rice of tefillah is not to ask Hashem, is not to say this, to say that. It is to have the experience of amida in front of Hashem, a direct encounter with Hashem. And if tefillah is a direct encounter with Hashem, then so is Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chaf Beis, here, but I'll summarize it outside, that why did they make a takana of tefillah for Valkyries, that a Valkyrie can't learn Torah? Why did they think a Valkyrie was not in the proper frame of mind until he's mechanic himself in a mikveh to learn Torah? Because it says, you should teach Torah, the Torah you teach should be the day of Kabbalah's Torah in Har Sinai. Just like our Sinai, we quaked, we shivered, we were in awe because we mamash had a revelation of Gilui Shchina of Hashem. So too, every time we learn Torah, the halachic requirement of reses be'emo v'zeah, we should quake, we should quiver, we should be in awe and fear of the voice of Hashem thundering from our Sinai that we hear echoed through the words of Maseches Gittin, Maseches Kedushin, Maseches Bava Kama. That's a mefurish word in Brachos. Just like tefillah is amida v'nei Hashem, is a direct encounter communication with Hashem, so is Talmud Torah. What's the only difference between them? Tefillah is we are standing in front of Hashem, we're talking to Hashem, we're talking and Hashem is listening. Talmud Torah is the other side of the coin. Hashem's talking and we're listening. It's not just reading what the Amoraim wrote. No, we're reading what the Amoraim wrote, which is merely an echo within the words of the Amoraim. We're hearing the original voice, Beres as the aim of Isaiah, of Yom Asher Matal Tei Hashem Elokecha B'chorei. Every Talmud Torah is an experience of revelation, is hearing the voice of Hashem. Now, I'm not promising you, I'm speaking halachically. That doesn't mean every person who ever opens the Gemara does this. It just means that they should. And maybe that's part of the avodah of Talmud Torah, is the direct encounter with Hashem. We talk to Hashem sometimes, and we listen and hear His revelation sometimes. Another element as well, we know a very fundamental part of tefillah, it's avodah, what makes it avodah perhaps, is the shibud. Kavozo malach shemayim, you mishabed yourself to Hashem. Ultimately, what is tefillah all about? Tefillah is about saying, my needs can only be met by Hashem. I am dependent on Hashem to meet my needs. I am accepting the old malach shemayim. I am making myself subservient to Hashem. Acknowledging my dependence on Hashem. Talmud Torah is that aspect as well. The Rav talked about how Talmud Torah is a kima, kavozo malach shemayim. Ultimately, what is Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is learning the mitzvahs, the commandments of Hashem. Every time you learn a mitzvah of Hashem, what are we doing? We're saying that why are we learning? We don't learn maybe some people are very big intellectuals. They like to learn the customs and laws of all cultures in the world. But most of us are not that way. We don't really care to learn the laws of medieval France. We don't really care to learn whatever practices they have, tribes in Fiji have to mete out justice amongst themselves. Why do we learn the mitzvah of Hashem? So never pashut, every time we open up a Gemara and read something, a mitzvah of Hashem, what we're saying is, we are learning this because we're meshuvah to it, because this is the most important thing in the world to do and to accomplish. We spend so much time learning it because it's something that's mechayev us, which is more important to do than anything else in the world. By definition, when we learn, we are accepting the Ol Malchus Shamayim. We are being meshavet ourselves to the Ratzon Hashem and saying, I'm being mevatel Ritzoni, mipnei Ritzon Habori. In that way, perhaps, maybe what the Rambam is telling us in these ways is that Talmud Torah, the point of Talmud Torah is not just amassing practical knowledge, but the experience. The Hasidim, we're definitely into this. The Tolos Yaakov Yosef talks about how Talmud Torah is supposed to be a direct encounter of Dveikos with Hashem. The Rambam, he didn't use words of Dveikos, that was perhaps not his terminology, but it's all there in the Rambam. La'avdo is Tefillah and Torah. That is the ultimate relationship with Hashem. When we open a Gemara, we are hearing the standing before Hashem, not talking, but listening, and we are accepting the Ol Malchus Shamayim and accepting Hashem's sovereignty over us, being mevatel our ratzon to Ritzon Hashem. Perhaps that could tie into the famous Eglei Tal. I'm speculating. But perhaps the Eglei Tal, everyone knows the Eglei Tal, except for those of us who come from yeshivas, they concentrate more on Rishonim, who know the Rabbi Avram in Ahar and in Nidorim, Daf is, no, in Yevamos, Daf Mem Hey. But some of us know the Eglei Tal from the Hakdama, not to the Eglei Tal, says there are those who think if you love Torah, if you get so excited when you have a chiddush and you're having such a good time, you have simcha, that's not really lashma, because you're just enjoying it. The Eglei Tal says, no way, chas v'shalom. That's not a chisorin in your lashma, if you have simcha and Torah. That is the mitzvah of Torah, is to have simcha and Torah. That's how you're koneh Torah through simcha. It says, don't say, oh, that guy's not really lashma, he enjoys it too much. Only the guy with a dour face and forced himself to learn is lashma. Says, no, don't be such a Kantian, the Eglei Tal says. Part of Talmud Torah is the Simcha. Why is part of Talmud Torah the Simcha? There can be many explanations. Ayin Chamba Eglei Tal. But perhaps part of the Svara is, the Rav tells us that Simcha, in the Yartzeit Shiurim, the Rav tells us that Simcha is synonymous halachically with Amida B'nei Hashem. The Samachta B'chagecha means to be close, to be in front of Hashem. Simcha means a kesher to Hashem, and Avelos means a rechuk from Hashem, means a distance from Hashem. If, in fact, the Rambam is right, that Talmud Torah is about avod, it's about the experience of standing in front of Hashem, of revelation, of relating to Hashem in a certain way, then it's no wonder that Simcha is an integral part of the mitzvah, because Simcha, halachically, is all about our close relationship to Hashem. That's why B'samach B'chagech has to do with Re'iyas Yeiras Pnei Hashem. When we come close to Hashem, that's the halachic definition of Simcha, of Zavachta Shlom, of Achal Tosham, of Samachta, B'samachta Lift Ne Hashem Elokech, it says so many times in Rav Zavadayik, that might explain the unique role of Simcha in Talmud Torah. And that is, so yeah.
The idea of Kavod Ma'am Shemayim might also help explain why there's some connections between Kriyas Shemayim and...
Okay, I was going to save that shiur for another year, for another summer, but of course it goes without saying, if everyone knows that Kriyas Shemayim is B'yisod Kavod Sol Malchus Shemayim, that would explain the deep connection between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah, such that enough stop Sadi Testament days, that you're the minimal Talmud Torah say Kriya Shema day and night, such as the Yerushalmi, the Bavli and Tosas Yad Aleph on the days, which says Birkas Kriya Shema's Yotze for Birkas HaTorah, such the fact that both Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema are learned from the same Pasuk, and many other rayas about the similarity between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah that Tzvi can fill in as well, I'm sure. Shkoyah. Now, I think that's one aspect, the direct encounter with Hashem, the experience of Torah, not necessarily the knowledge of Torah. Because the Rambam is not talking about the knowledge of Torah, but the experience of learning is a meeting, is an appointment, is a relationship with Hashem, is avodah. That's one aspect. But there could be another aspect as well. Perhaps not just the experience of learning spiritual, but the acquisition of Torah, perhaps the knowledge of Torah and what you take out of that experience has some effect beyond the practical knowledge you receive. We know the Mishnah Avos tells us that Kol Osim Torah Lishman Perek Kinyan Torah, the sixth perek, the not actually Perek Pirkei Avos, but it's appended to Pirkei Avos. By Bryce is appended to Pirkei Avos. Go all the Torah l'shma zochel dvarim harde. Many of the things here is misamech samakum, misamech sabri, oiv is abrios. If I learn Torah l'shma, I'm an oiv is abrios. I'm a misamech sabrios. Melabashto yira v'anava. I'm all of a sudden a yira, I have anava. All of a sudden, if you learn Torah, you become Ke'ilu Abal Musar, you become a wonderful person. I'm filled with love of everyone. You make everyone happy. You're humble. You're a Shamayim. The learning Torah, he didn't say someone who studies Musar and goes to the Vardik and works on his Midos becomes an Oivis Abrios and Melashna Yerubanam. That's Pasha. The Ozim Torah Lashma, if I learn Lidzvachim and Tvolyom and Uftzim Lashma, then all of a sudden I get this year and another. Rav Haigon says, in the Yvash quotes from Rav Haigon's Tshuva, that how you should teach your kids Torah instead of Aristotle. He points out, "Lo timtza Yerushalayim, your estate is rizus v'anava v'tarav v'kedusha elv misaskim the mission of a Talmud." Rav Haigon said that one of the greatest of the Gaonim, you won't find Yerushalayim, your estate, zrizus anava. You won't find humility and purity and sanctity, holiness. You won't find these except for if you learn Mishnah and Gemara. Again, that's why I have Musar here. I don't think I had Musar books yet, but you learn Mishnah and Gemara, and all of a sudden, become Kadosh and Tar and Yerushalayim and Zariz. Obviously, what Chazal are telling us, or Rav Haigon echoes so forcefully, that somehow learning Torah has an effect on you beyond the practical knowledge you get. It changes what kind of person you are. The Chazan Ish felt very strongly about this idea, and the Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, I cannot more highly recommend the Chazan Ish's Sefer Emunah B'Tachon for those who are interested in Hashkafa, because it's a very small Sefer, and it's a gem. The Chazan Ish, he didn't write piles and piles of books about Hashkafa. I don't think that was the main thing he taught all day. But it's just such fascinating analysis and ideas, and he has a different angle, just like in Halacha, he had his own angle on everything, and obviously, I'm not here to say who's always right. That's not the point, but he just had such amazing new things to say about all areas of Hashkafa, the same way he did in Halacha, in his own unique, creative way. The Chazan Ish in Per Gimel of the Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, which was his diatribe against the Musar movement, right? He said, well, I don't believe in Musar. You're not supposed to open Sfarim and work on your Midos and become a this and a that. There's only one Midos you're supposed to work on. That's learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. I don't believe in, not that he doesn't believe in Hashal. I believe in Anava and Yira and Precious and all, again, obviously he believed in them. But I don't believe the way to achieve them is to say, okay, this month I'm working on my Anava and here's a book that tells me how to do it for yourself. That wasn't his derech. He says, this month I'm learning Bava Kama. And then I'll get my Anava. Next month I'm learning Zubas and then I'll... He really believed in exactly what Rav Haigon said, and he explained it very beautifully. He had a lot of psychological insight. He said, psychologically, the fact that you've learned Torah and absorbed Torah makes you into a completely different kind of person. He said, first of all, there's one most important midah in Judaism, which, philosophical, there's room to debate here. But we're not doing philosophy now, because in Ishel, there's only one midah that's most important in Judaism, which is doing mitzvahs, keeping the halacha. And everything else fell under that. The Chazan Ish says, ultimately, why are people who learn more makban and halacha than people who don't learn? I don't mean, again, don't get me wrong, don't go over and say every person who doesn't learn is not makban and halacha, and every person who does learn is. I mean, in general, statistically, we know, the more Torah someone learns, obviously, people have a yitzhara. Someone can learn Torah for 30 years and be the biggest rush in the world. Someone can learn no Torah and just have the best heart and be a big tzaddik. But statistically, if you go over the whole world, people who learn Torah, sit in yeshivas and learn a lot, are much frumer, are much more didactic in mitzvos, are much better doing keeping halacha, more loyal to the halacha, have a stronger emunah than those who never learn. Why is that? How do you explain? Look, it's so obvious psychologically. Every time we learn, what are we doing? We're learning, we're impressing on ourselves the importance of every detail. What happens? We make a diuk in one Tosfos. What does that mean? It's even though Tosfos is only a commentary on the Gemara, which is only a conclusion of the Amoran based on the Mishnah, which is only Rehuda Nasi's record of the interpretation of the Tanaim of the Torah Hashem gave us in our Sinai, every word in that Tosfos is important to get pshat in. Then what am I basically reminding myself of? What am I being mechazik myself psychologically? I'm being mechazik myself in saying that obviously this Dvar Hashem is something I'd be really, really careful about. It's something really, really important to me because I'm learning it in such a meduyak fashion. He says, the more Torah you learn, the more you impress upon yourself that halacha is a mechayev, the more you impress upon yourself that you have to keep halacha, and if you learn a lot about one mitzvah, you'll for sure go, l'pnei mishur said, didn't be very careful about keeping that mitzvah. And if you learn any part of Torah, that will be mechazik your emunah in keeping kol Torah kuli. He says, look, you know, so many parts of the Torah, if you just stop the guy in the street who never heard of Judaism, told him, he would say, that doesn't make any sense, it doesn't make common sense. And a lot of parts of the Torah don't make common sense. It's not common sense, it's uncommon, very, very special and unique sense. But they don't all make common sense at first glance. But the more Torah you learn, the more you'll get into it and understand the logic of Torah and be mekabel that all on yourself. Every time you learn Torah, you psychologically become more tied into the mitzvos. I see that in my own life. I think everyone could see that. You get really into a certain mitzvah, you get into a certain sugya, you learn and you love the sugya, and you have chidushim, or you understand someone's chidushim, and you really get to a conclusion. So when it comes to do a mitzvah, I have to do one mitzvah I never learned the sugya of. So I'm trying to be a good Jew, I try to do it well. But I'm doing another mitzvah that I'm holding in the sugya, and I have such a simcha doing that mitzvah, and it's so, and I relate to it so well, and I'm so excited. Yeah, now I'm doing this, which today is on the tosos that I found pshat in. You know, it gets you connected mechubar to the mitzvahs in a way that then makes you so much more eager to do them, and so much more mechuzak in your commitment to the mitzvahs. The Rav, I think that's the Chazon Ish. When the Chazon Ish saw the Gemara, Gadol Talmud immediately de Maisa, he didn't think Talmud immediately de Maisa meant Gadol Talmud, because if you learn Shabbos Shabbos Kol Chasa all day, you'll know how to keep up with Shabbos. He meant Gadol Talmud, that if you learn all of Shas all day, including Brachos and Shabbos, and including Zvachim and Nachos and Erechin, you will be that much better at keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. And he points out, B'Shas Nisoyon, ultimately, everyone has their Nisyonos when the time comes that you have to decide, follow Yetzer Tov, follow Yetzer Hara. You know, it doesn't matter. You can be brought up in, you know, in Bnei Brak and never have any half minute Mechal Shabbos, but you'll have time. Well, you're of your Nisyonos, say your family's a little tight on money, and you don't really have a good parnasa, and you have the opportunity to maybe get a lot of money, and it'll be very helpful to you, but it's not exactly mutter. Everyone has a Nisyonos, there's no place, no way you can have a sire if you want a Nisyonos. How do you withstand those Nisyonos? He says, Pasha, the more Torah you learn, the more you really appreciate and you relate to, and you say, no, like, I really learned about these ideas and I really understand how serious they are, the more seriously you'll take it, the more you'll be committed to it, to keeping halacha. Gadol Talmud, and maybe Lidei Maisa. The Rav as well, spoke very much about the psychological impact of the Torah, not just the experience of relating to Hashem, but the actual Torah you learned, what difference that makes in your psychology afterwards. In a slightly different angle than the Chazon Ish, but I think they dovetail very nicely together, the Rav pointed out that really, if you ever heard, like, shiurim, not directly, but you heard beautiful shiurim from the Rav, within every mitzvah, the Rav held, in this way, he was similar to the Chazon Ish, the Rav held that there was no such thing as constructing a philosophy of Judaism based on this system, that system, or the other system. All those Rishonim and Achronim might have tried to do what he held were somewhat missed the bullseye. Says the only valid source for philosophy of Judaism is the halakha. That's what he says in a very difficult book called Halakhic Mind, which is very hard to read, but that's because it takes into account all the philosophy in the past few thousand years. But the conclusion is that based on all the philosophy, the only way to have a stuff of Judaism is to get it out of the halakha. I'm not even qualified enough in philosophy to explain exactly how he proves that, but it's a very mistaber, shita. The Rav says that ultimately, if you learn Talmud Torah and belongs in every mitzvah, we all know how many mitzvahs, the Rav like turned around. What do you mean turned around? It means that a mitzvah seems to be just a very partial thing, do this, don't do that, etc. And the Rav explained, not based on philosophy, not based on Aristotle, not based on Kant, not based on anyone. The Rav explained, based on the lumdus of the sugya, what the idea of that mitzvah was, what it was ultimately trying to create, what kind of experience it was creating for us, what kind of person we were supposed to be when we keep that mitzvah. The Rav basically found the lumdus of all the mitzvahs, that if you really get into it and understand the core of the mitzvah, then you will pick up from there, whether it be the Anava, or the Yira, or the Tara, or the Kedusha, because only by a deep understanding, not LP philosophy, LP lumdus of the mitzvahs, can you get the philosophy of the Torah, which is exactly what kind of person the Torah wants you to be, what kind of person Hashem wants you to be, and that's why he gave you this mitzvah. The Rav never explained why Hashem gave us any mitzvahs. He said, that's a philosophical question. Why did Hashem command us X, not Y? He doesn't answer philosophical questions. The Rav explained, given that Hashem did command us X, what ultimately did he want us to get out of that? What ultimately, how did he want us to feel when we did X? How do you want, what lesson do you want us to take from it? How do you want to mold our personalities and make us a deeper, nobler person when we're Mekayim Mitzvah X? So the Rav felt very strongly this connection to mitzvahs through learning them and connection to Kol HaTorah Kula through learning some mitzvahs, even if you don't learn about all the mitzvahs of the Torah, gives you a better idea of what Hashem's plan for the ultimate human being is. And the more we learn about Torah, the more these messages penetrate into our mind and our psychology and make us a nobler, deeper, more spiritual person in the mold of what Hashem wanted the ultimate Adam to be. So the Rav says, if you want to know what Hashem's blueprint was for the ultimate ideal human being, don't read Musar books, don't read philosophy books, read Shas and Rishonim and Poskim, and if you read the Halacha, you'll know what the ultimate human being is supposed to be, because with all those philosophical ideas are contained only within the Halacha. So the Rav, again, the Chaznish saw it as more primarily as the issue of fundamental loyalty and fundamental hakpad on Shmiras Mitzvos. The Rav saw it as well in a broader sense, in particularly relating and absorbing the message of each of the mitzvah. But they say very clearly the purpose of Talmud Torah is not just to, the purpose of Talmud Torah is not merely to know practical halacha. It's not even merely, as the Rambam seems to say, to have the experience of encounter with Hashem, but the knowledge you take out of Talmud Torah by learning well, by the experience of learning, you come out a more committed, deep, spiritual, godly person. I think based on this approach, I personally have always had a deeper appreciation for Chaim Volozhin, who takes the deepest philosophical approach to understanding the importance and the role of Talmud Torah in Yadus. Rav Chaim Volozhin, he makes it such a very obvious philosophical point once he says it. And interestingly enough, the Balatanya says the exact same thing, although the Rav Chaim Volozhin certainly elaborates at much greater length. This is what Shar Dalet. I think people learn Nefesh HaChaim Yeshiva, they only learn Shar Dalet. Shar Dalet is about Rav Chaim Volozhin's sheet on Talmud Torah. We know Rav Chaim Volozhin founded the first yeshiva, right? Yeshiva Seitz Chaim Volozhin, which was the first example of what we consider to be yeshiva nowadays, or the modern Litvish yeshiva, right? It worked before him. There weren't really big yeshivas. There weren't yeshivas with dorms, with dining rooms, with hundreds of bachrim, with organized levels of shiurim. I mean, they may have been in Babel, but not, you know, exactly in Europe at that time. And all yeshivas nowadays are some type of copy or, you know, maybe adaptation of the model of yeshivas Volozhin. And the yeshivas Volozhin, they held the importance of the Talmud Torah. They took very literally. The Gemara says, "Im lo brisi yomam v'layla chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti." If not for my Torah being learned day and night, Hashem says, I wouldn't, if you don't learn, if not for my laws of the Torah being learned day and night, then the chukos shamayim v'aretz, the laws of physics and chemistry that make the world go around, would fail as well. If my laws weren't learned, then there would be no source of spiritual power for the laws of physics that make the planets revolve and make the sun rise every morning. So they took that very literally in Volozhin. They said, if not for learning Torah, the whole world would literally come to an end. And who are we to say, oh, we'll rely on the other people to learn Yom V'layla. I'm sure the other people. No. We all know that a moral person doesn't say, well, there's important things to do, and I'm sure someone else will do it, so I'll just go along my way merrily. No, you say there's important things to do. Maybe no one else will do it, so I'll do it. So in Yeshivas Volozhin, they had a Torah Nut every second, 24-7 in the Beis Medrash. There's at least someone learning the Beis Medrash 24-7, so that there would always be Torah learned. They were very, very serious about the metaphysical implications of Talmud Torah. And we know Al Pi Kabbalah, they talk about how every word of Torah has tremendous tikkunim in the Olamas Elyonim. It's obviously an approach in and of itself. I can't really get into it because I don't understand that much about Torah Sasod. But Rav Chaim Volozhin is a big makabal. But he said, to appreciate the value of Talmud Torah, you don't need to know any Kabbalah. He says, what does all of Kabbalah tell us? All of Kabbalah tells us that there's Hashem Yisbarach up there in the Ein Sof, whatever that means, and out of him emanate certain spheros, and there's a certain level, and there's other levels, and other levels, and other levels, and there's us. And some have on our mitzvahs, and whatever we do has some hashva on those olamas halyonin, and affects our relationship, and is through all these indirect levels, and the spheros to Hashem, and some of that ultimately brings us to where you want to be, and brings the world to its ultimate redemption. That's all. He understood it much better than I do. I'm just saying over in a very summary form. He obviously understood this on the deepest level. But he said, you don't need any of that to understand Talmud Torah. You need that to understand Esrog. What does the Esrog do? So I'll pick up all you can understand how the Esrog ties into the Hoksha Bechesed, maybe, and Bechuli, Bechuli, and all the implications of Esrog. Says for Talmud Torah, you don't need any of that. Says it's very Pashat. The way we relate to Hashem is through all these intermediaries, even if you're not a Kabbalist. It's through intermediaries. We pick up a lulav, whatever, and that ultimately relates to Hashem somehow. Says Talmud Torah skips the middleman. Says philosophically, what is Hashem? If I were to give you a body of laws, that I would be me, right? When Seneca gave his laws, he was him, and the laws were the laws. I'm me. The laws are the laws. The laws are on me. You know, I have my feelings. I have my thoughts. I have my emotions. The laws are very much written down on paper. I have my thoughts, and the laws don't really capture adequately my thoughts. There's something that I wrote down. Maybe it was under pressure, you know. I'm a person. I'm a whole person. I exist right here. The laws are over there. Clearly, here's me, and there's the laws. I authored them, but that's about it. Says, but philosophically, you don't have to be a philosopher. Just common sense philosophy that doesn't work for Hashem. Hashem tells you, what is Hashem? Hashem's not a body, right? This is the ABCs, kindergarten philosophy. Hashem doesn't have a body. He doesn't have a length, a width. He doesn't have a weight. He doesn't exist any place in time. He doesn't exist any place in space. So what is Hashem? How do we define Hashem? Not like I define you. You're the guy over there, right? Not like I define the table. It's yay high, yay big, etc. How do we define Hashem? We define Hashem, well, Hashem's purely intellectual. Hashem is Hashem's Ratzon. There's such thing as a Ratzon Hashem, a Chochmas Hashem. Hashem is his Ratzon and his Chochmah expressed as his Ratzon. That's all Hashem really is. Hashem doesn't have emotions. Hashem doesn't, you know, it doesn't get bigger, doesn't get smaller. All he is what he thinks. And if all Hashem is what he thinks, then while I might not be able to accurately capture what I think in one book, Hashem told us everything he thinks. That's called the Torah. Everything that Hashem, again, I'm not saying capture Hashem precisely, but the Torah is the blueprint of the world, meaning whatever part of Hashem can be grasped from this world is expressed through the Torah. The Torah is the Ratzon Hashem. The Rambam already wrote philosophically based on Aristotle that if you know something completely, then you and that knowledge are unified. And therefore he held the way to Hashem was to know philosophy about Hashem. Okay, Chaim Volozhin didn't think the way was to know Aristotelian philosophy. He said much more pashut. He says if Hashem is ultimately a Ratzon and a Chochmah, and that Ratzon and Chochmah is adequately, completely captured by the Torah, then if you know the Torah by definition, you know Hashem. If you are absorbing the Torah into your mind, by definition, you are bringing Hashem and godliness into your mind, because Hashem is nothing more than the Torah. Don't take that too literally. But ultimately, the Torah is Hashem, because there's nothing else to Hashem besides his wisdom, which is encapsulated in the Torah. So by definition, if you relate to the Torah, you're relating to Hashem. He said you can skip all the Kabbalah, skip all the Sefiros. The Sefiros are for people who, you know, whose highlight is Lulav and Esrog, or want to understand Lulav and Esrog. If you sit and learn Torah, you can skip all of Kabbalah. This is Hashem right in front of you. He's on the dot. By definition, that's Hashem. And therefore, he said, what's Torah Lishma? Everyone has a different idea of Torah Lishma. Yudah Chassid said along the lines of Iri, Torah Lishma means Torah, so I'll know what to do. So I'll do what I'm going to learn. Obviously, you have to be committed to doing what you learn, or else it's not Torah. That's just intellectual exercise. You have to believe in God. But that was his shot. The Chassidim said Torah Lishma means Torah, that I'm trying to have Dveikus with Hashem. Okay, he said no. He said very posh. Torah Lishma means Torah L'shem Torah. I'm doing Torah for the sake of Torah. I'm learning Torah just to know the Torah. Why is just to know the Torah such a high madrig of Lishma? Because knowing the Torah is knowing Hashem and is the highest philosophical achievement that any human being, personal achievement, that any human being can achieve. By definition, when we learn the Torah, we are becoming united with Hashem, not because we have dveikus and we shuckle and we think about Hashem and how he gave us this Torah, etc., and how wonderful he is. No. When we learn that if Reuven Tain is this and Shimon Tain is that, then Pesach is Yachloku, that is Hashem much more so than anything that any philosopher ever wrote to try to capture in a book about the nature of the deity. That's Chaim Volozhin. Now, I'll admit to you, if it was just Chaim Volozhin, it's a very inspiring idea. It's a very abstract idea. It's a very hard idea to actually bring down to reality. And if it was just Rav Chaim Volozhin's idea, I don't know if I could be so inspired by it. Because it's all true and it makes a lot of philosophical sense, but it's still sort of hard to, like, what does that mean, that's a direct encounter with Hashem? But I think certainly if you put that together with the Rav, with the Chazon Ish, then it gives a lot more meaning to it, meaning why does learning Torah have such an immense psychological personal growth impact on me? Why ultimately does learning Torah, even though I'm just absorbing Ruben and Shimon, give me Yiren and Nava? And why is it that we actually find, we don't know how it works, find that people learn a lot of Torah on the average statistically, Halavai should be 100%, but that's not the way the world works. On the average statistically, they become better people. Because if ultimately the Torah is pure Hashem, is pure godliness, then if I am absorbing and filling my mind with godliness, as opposed to anything else that I fill my mind in, whether neutral or negative, then, of course, I'm going to be a better person. Because ultimately, the ultimate person is someone who is Holech B'Darchei Hashem, who emulates the Midos of Hashem. So by definition, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, by definition, when you learn Torah, you're learning Hashem and you're uniting with Hashem. Because the knowledge that's in your mind is the exact same knowledge that defines what God is all about. But because I am bringing Hashem into my life in that deep of a way, that's why learning Torah has the effect of Gadol Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa, not because I'll know all the halachos of Shabbos from Maseches Bachim, although, if you want to, sometimes you'll leave Maseches Bachim to really pass it on the Shabbos, right? If you want to be a real Talmud Chacham, but because by bringing Hashem, by making myself misdame to Hashem, that's maybe Lidei Maisa, I'm now going to do the Maisa that Hashem wants me to do in the world, and even those things which you're not sure what the Torah means, and you have to go with Nimishers and Midas Chassidus, and just knowing the Ritzon Hashem and right and wrong, I will know by learning Torah, because I'm absorbing the Chachma and the essence of Hashem. And I think at this point, I don't think there's necessarily even a stira among many of these different approaches. Hopefully at this point we have an appreciation for, I don't think they have to be competing viewpoints, for the different aspects, perhaps they're even mutually enriching viewpoints, of what the purpose of Talmud Torah is all about. Ultimately, we started out, it's a mitzvah. And the truth is, why is it such a great mitzvah? Because if we think about what makes human beings great as human beings, what makes us better than the animals, it's very clear. It's not that we can pick things up, right? It's not that we're Boel or not Boel, that we're no-tell or not no-tell, that we're, you know, that we're Oseh Malacha or not Oseh. The beavers do the same Malacha, you know, or don't do the Malacha. It's that we have intellect and they don't. Ultimately, if the intellect is the highest part, is what makes us us, is what makes us unique as human beings, then what greater way is there to serve Hashem than serve Hashem through the intellect? And what greater way is there to be Meshavet ourselves to Hashem than to be Meshavet not only our hands to Hashem when we don't hit someone and we don't do Malacha on Shabbos, but our minds to Hashem when we accept that even if it's Tzarech Iyun on something in Shas, we'll believe it anyway, because that's the Ritzon Hashem. And what greater weird way is there, the Rav talking about being creative in the world, to be Metakin Olam, than with the intellectual creativity of Chidushei Torah, which are not just Chidushei Torah, obviously, for the sake of showing off and one-upping someone else, which are Chidushei Torah for the sake of really understanding Torah better, so that you can get Pshan and Ritzon Hashem. That's, Torah is a great mitzvah. And within this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we have both a practical side, which is that L'maisa does teach us how to do the mitzvahs properly, without which we're really lost as Ovdei Hashem in this world, but it is so much more than the L'maisa side as well. And if it doesn't for us, then perhaps we can be inspired, or it does, but if we don't perhaps fully realize and fully bring out into the open and develop and concretize the other aspects, we can be inspired to begin, none of us do this perfectly, we can be inspired to begin doing it better. Torah, the Rambam says, again, it's a find in the Rambam. I haven't seen a lot of people quote this, but it's right there. It's a beautiful gem of the Rambam there that's undeniable. Torah is a form of avodah just like tefillah. Everyone knows how spiritual tefillah is, how ideally, and we all do this, some of us every 3 times a day, some of us maybe only on Kippur, but we all know what it feels like to have a real tefillah of amidah l'fnei Hashem. That's what Talmud Torah ultimately is about. Instead of talking, we're listening. It's a shibud, we're meshavet ourselves, not just, I won't, you know, do the Arayas or Chilul Shabbos or Gzeil, which Hashem told me not to, which is a sacrifice, but even a greater Shibud. Even if I think X, you know, I'll keep working and leave Mitzvah E until I figure out why not X is true. Even if I really think, I was brought up, I really think, whatever it may be. You know, everyone has their own things. I don't think it's all going to make sense, I'll accept it, or whatever. I was brought up to think it's very egalitarian, I don't understand why women are possible to aid this, doesn't make sense to me. But you know what, if that's what it says in the Torah, then that's what Hashem wants. Obviously, there's a logic to it, and I'll keep working until I understand that. That's a tremendous sacrifice, a tremendous shibud, much more so than, you know, I really want this apple on the tree on Shabbos, but I won't pick it because it's Shabbos, because it's on a much deeper level. It's a shibud of ourselves to Hashem. It's putting us in the right relationship with Hashem and a direct relationship with Hashem. And as the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's actually bringing Hashem into our minds and philosophically a direct access to Hashem. As the Rav and the Chazon Ish pointed out, Godel Talmud Amedi Lidei Maisa means not only if I learn Maseches Vachem, then Heir of Yameinu, I'll know exactly what to do for a Karban Ola, but if I learn Maseches Vachem, I will rededicate myself to Shmiras HaMitzvos, to Halacha, to being an Oved Hashem. The more I learn, the more of an Oved Hashem I am. Specifically the Rav, he liked people learning Moed, etc. The more I learn about Sukkah, I'll have an entirely different Sukkah. So my Sukkahs will be that much more meaningful and spiritual, because I'll really understand the meaning and the Yesod of what I'm doing. The more I learn Shabbos, the more meaningful and spiritual Shabbos will be for me, and the more I'll be excited and committed to doing it. And the more I will have this Simcha of really becoming close to Hashem and becoming a better person, and Olbashto, Anava, V'yira, V'yira, and I'll become a Yashar, and I'll become a Yerechet, and a Zariz, Oivis HaMakom, Oivis HaBrios, and ultimately, we should all, my bracha, that in our Talmud Torah, we should be able to find not only Vasuk HaShemaita, leave the Hilchasa, and have a little better knowledge of Halacha, but be able to connect to Hashem in that way, in the emotional way, in the philosophical way, and to come out with the Yira and Nava, Oivas HaBrios, Oivas HaMakom, to be the examples of Talmud Torah and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. If you learn halacha, I think you would say you're working double time, meaning you're one preparing yourself for the other mitzvahs, but it's also Talmud Torah. So he doesn't say learning halacha doesn't count for Talmud Torah. So I think the things I'll leave you might be like this. If you only learn halacha, then you've shown.